We ended on a very spectacular note this morning in seeing how God touched Jacob, how he subdued him. He had to force Jacob to surrender his will, as it were. And it was a blessing that was associated with that for Jacob. It was also the reality of having had the hand of God upon his life. And there are many experiences that Jacob goes through from this point to what we are going to be occupied with in the 46th and 47th chapter. And we want to just be sensitive to the fact that though there was this experience that he had and the impact of that, the reality of a new name, the reality of having seen God face to face, there still needed to be much, much more work done in the life of Jacob. And sometimes as Jacob, and you know, we shouldn't be so hard on these examples because they are men and women like we are. And sometimes we can be caught up in the moment. We experience the moment. It has an impact upon us momentarily, but it doesn't resonate. There isn't the change, the wholesale change that the Spirit of God would want to see in our lives. And so over the next few chapters that perhaps you can read at your leisure, you'll see where God is still working and guiding and shaping Jacob, just as he desires to do to you and to me. As we mentioned the first night, Christianity is not a light switch. It's a process. And it's made easier when we surrender our wills to him. It's made a little bit more difficult and challenging when we want to continue in our own way. And so the Lord had to bring Jacob through these varied experiences so that he would be the man that God wanted him to be. In chapter 35, he goes back to Bethel, a place, if you remember, early on, he had erected a stone, a place where God had been there with him. He goes back. Jacob, in the 27th verse there, he came unto Isaac, his father, who was in Mamre, Hebron, a place of communion. And then over the next few chapters, we know that Jacob had children, a son, one who was Joseph. And we were very familiar with the experiences of Joseph that eventually took him into Egypt. And Joseph was a man who seemingly his will was given over to God, and yet it wasn't an easy road for him. And yet God was blessing him. We read many, many times how Joseph found favor with men, with the prison keepers and with other prisoners. I think of the heart of Jacob when he found out that Joseph was quote-unquote dead. I wonder how that impacted Jacob's heart. All of the things that he had experienced certainly had an impact. But this was the son that Jacob really loved. He was the one that he favored with the coat of many colors, that garment. He was envied, hated of his brethren, sold into Egypt. Joseph in Potiphar's house wouldn't defile himself. He ends up in prison. And yet, his favor there. In chapter 46, and I want us to remember at the same time as God is working with Joseph and utilizing him to one day in the future be the savior of his people, he's also working on the heart of Jacob, who is still in the land. So perhaps if someone can help us and read Genesis 46, verses 1 through 7, and then chapter 47, someone verses 27 through 31. And then we'll start to take a look at what happens to Jacob toward the end of his life.
Genesis 46, and verse 1. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all of his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all the seed brought he with him into Egypt.
Genesis 47, starting from verse 27. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph, and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. But I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. And he said, Swear unto me, and he sware unto him. And Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head.
Thank you. I just want to read a couple of verses from chapter 45. Verse 13 for connection, and this is Joseph speaking. You shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father here. Verse 24. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. He said unto them, See that ye fall not out by the way. And they came up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan, unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him,